I absolutely love that first firing up of the grill on a warm summer evening. Do you or someone else in your home take grilling as seriously as I do? The Burger Perfection Pack is an incredible deal for just $99.99. This exclusive package includes 20 of Omaha Steaks' mouthwatering steak burgers. That's four of each of their finest burgers. Pure ground filet mignon, New York strip, ribeye, brisket, and sirloin. Only available at omahasteaks.com. Impress your next dinner party or family cookout with exclusive products not available at grocery stores. All backed by Omaha Steaks' 100% money-back guarantee. Get ready for grilling season with the mouth-watering Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Pack, plus 8 free Wagyu Smash Burgers for just $99.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and as a bonus, use promo code YUM to get $35 off your order. That's $35 off with promo code YUM. Terms apply. See site for details.
Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Third hour sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
The Co.
Now hiring at Ready Mixed Concrete. Apply today at NEBCOinc.com. Also, shout out to Anderson Ford at 27th and I-80 and 33rd in Yankee Hill. What a day to test drive. 72 degrees, sunny.
72 no sunny. Windows down.
You're either golfing or you're test driving today. One of the two.
Or working.
Or working right the hog today, possibly. This seems
since
like
you got
hot
that fob that works.
Easy. Everything's
sensitive subject. Greg took the engine off the frame, and it was just the fob that didn't start it.
All right, now we're stopping.
No, we're not. Never going to stop.
Any response at all?
Yeah, I'd like to read some response from the interview.
A lot of
Kip
response.
Kissinger.
People were listening to that.
Who was Kip Kissinger?
Yeah, he was a long time college basketball ref, also Nebraska Wesleyan, Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer.
2010 inductee, played his last year in 1998 at Nebraska Wesleyan.
Tight elbow.
Didn't mention in his shooting, in the state championship game, he went 6-for-6 from behind the arc.
Jeez.
6-for-6. Imagine
you
that.
You identified him well, tight elbow.
Yeah. Boom.
He did.
Yeah.
God dang.
Got some response here from the Breakers.
Yeah, what are we hearing
here? See, from YouTube first, we have great interview and guest. Fellas, that's from Doug in Idaho. Thank you, Doug.
Idaho.
C.L. Porter, great interview. Thank you.
Well, I just want to hear a lot of praise for
this.
We want the praise.
Yes. They're saying great. Someone says, great job with Kip. Thank you, Coach, for setting it up. That was great.
Thank you,
That's from Papa Riggs, by the way.
Papa
Riggs.
Who's that?
I don't know who Papa Riggs is.
Yeah, that's new. All right. I like that.
That is new.
We have someone that is assuming who Kip was referring to with the referee that maybe has antics. Kelly Pfeiffer. Didn't say him out loud, but listen, Kelly Pfeiffer is not a popular ref in Nebraska or across the Big Ten.
What is it about him?
They think he makes the game about him. Now, I would never ask Kip about an individual person, but he probably would say that some refs would like to be more involved in the game than they probably are.
Those
probably
are the refs should. I'm particularly wary of.
Oh, yes. Very wary of. And I love the fact, though, that they give him the business. He said that. He goes, now, if we see it, and like we're hanging out, or I'm like, what was that? Or I imagine there's a text fired out. They're probably watching a game. Mm-hmm. Imagine if you're a referee, you're watching the game, and you're probably watching the referees a lot. Instead of watching the game.
You are, yeah.
I never watch a referee.
I don't either.
Ever. I'm watching the game. If a call gets made, I'm like, okay, whatever. I bet he watches the referees when he's watching other games.
Yes, Jake is surely aware of this phenomenon. You maybe not, I've only become aware of it in recent years. Beat writers really pay attention to refs and know them, and know who's reffing the game and make sure they put it out and they know the nuances. I don't pay attention to it.
So, give an example. It would be on game day, LSU. Derek Pinanski would come in. We'd be there with us. It'd be a full staff meeting. And he would go over, at that time, the officials.
Is that right?
For the game. When have we had them last? What do they call? They've got this guy calls.
Really?
This group right here has, this season so far, they've called 19 DPIs or whatever. You know everything about them.
DPI.
You know what their name are, where they're from, when you've had them. So right away, it's like, okay, what happened here? So it's like, you know information. Does it do a lot? No, but also you'd like to know right away if I'm a head coach, hey, FYI, this crew, whoever these, if you took the percentage of these three guys together, they've called during the season 12 technical fouls on a bench. If I'm a head coach, I want to know that.
Did that happen everywhere? You've been a lot of places. Was that happening at other stops?
It did, but not. But I think what it was, information was just more. I don't remember. I really don't remember it in Wisconsin.
That's details.
I just don't remember it that much of, and maybe because you couldn't get the information that easy. Now you get it. You can just, and they send it out to you. Like the SEC, the league, you have all the information. I don't know back in the early 90s, you know, if they were releasing all that information that this guy has called, okay, you know, eight holds on centers or yes, whatever, all that stuff.
But that could be something that comes up.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, the rabbit hole you could go down with questions to a referee.
Oh,
I mean, there's a lot. There is a lot. And also, I didn't get a chance to ask him some fun questions because he didn't hardly hit on it. Just remember, he came up through high school ball, NAIA, Division II. So he went, that's how you get to it.
Yeah.
But also, I'd like to know what it was like. Because I know Swigert tells me that they started refereeing with, because they were high school teammates, him and Cleet Blakeman, they started doing NIAC games, which would be Midland Hastings or something. And they would get paid cash, and then they would spend all the cash on the way home in some bar playing pickle cards. So it wasn't
Did you
really.
Know Lauren was a ref?
Yeah, Lauren.
No. Of course he was.
You're talking of Lauren like Swigert was a ref. Was a ref.
Lauren Swigert was a ref with Cleet Blakeman.
Wait, for how long?
No, it was several years. They did high school, and then they moved into college. Swigert was a referee.
He has a ref presence to him.
And he would be very calming.
Lauren?
Yeah.
Was a collegiate referee?
Yes. Absolutely.
Now, you understand we did not know.
No, I did not. When did he stop reffing?
I think kind of when Cleet moved up to other levels, and all of a sudden Cleet was traveling. They're going like, yeah, I'm not going, or I'm not doing the James Madison, whatever game.
Norfolk State.
Yeah, that game. I'm not doing that. They did NIAC games, but he's let me know that literally they would get paid in cash, and then there'd be something going on. They had to get back to it, and there was no cell phone, so he'd have to try to get a hold of Nicole on a pay phone from some bar in Hebron or something. And then they spent all their money basically on beer
I didn't know
and
this.
Pickle cards.
Me and Sip learned something. We didn't know that Swigert was a referee in this past. Good to know these things.
Yes. I'm glad you didn't know.
I did not know that. No.
Kip Kissinger.
Jimmy in Alliance says, good interview. As a high school football official myself, I can relate to having mentors, blocking out the noise, and treating every game the same. It was awesome to hear his take from a national perspective, big time perspective. Jimmy in Alliance. Yeah.
And then just, I don't think basketball is quite as intense with as football as far as knowing the rules. There's some stuff that comes up all of a sudden and go, hang on now. What is the rule on that? What is the rule? Basketball's not a lot. It's kind of like went off of this guy or went off of that, whatever.
There's travel.
How many times the only time I've really even come up that I can recall was the four on the court. Where I was like, okay, what exactly is the rule?
Not sure
what exactly the rule is. Other than that, you don't leave a game going. In football, a lot of times,
generally,
it's like, do you know the rules? Okay, that's a spot foul. That's this. That's a loss of down. There's a lot of things that go on.
Oh, God, yes.
Where you're just like, hold on, now what is that?
Yeah, operational details.
And you'll see sometimes, like, for that you have to know as a coach, like, I've seen it happen before, where also there's been a penalty or something, and the ball's spotted, and you have to know as a team that they're end of game situation, or end of half, and they're winding the clock. And you'll see the quarterback standing there. He thought it was a debt because of the penalty, but no, they wind it. And all of a sudden, and the fans are going, what are we doing? Snap the ball.
Yep.
And they didn't have awareness to it with those things. That doesn't come up as much
in basketball. No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
No.
I'd rather be a basketball official because of that.
Thank you again to Kip Kissinger for joining the show. Kip Kissinger.
Kip Kissinger today with Lance Leipold tomorrow.
Yes, 7:15 with Lance Leipold tomorrow. I saw this from Scott. Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hims, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite and eat less, so success is within reach. Plus, Wegovy is the first ever GLP-1 pill for weight loss, so there's no needles needed. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hims makes it simple to find a weight loss approach that fits into your world and your wallet if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized for you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. Ready to reach your goals? Visit Hims.com/early break to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's Hims.com/early break. Hims.com/early break. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions, visit Hims.com. Document of the Athletic yesterday.
I like the Athletic.
The title is this: which Big Ten teams can win it all in the next 5 years? Here's what fans think. So he said in a reader survey conducted by the Athletic, we asked Big Ten followers to answer this question about every league member on a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being impossible, 5 being very likely. How likely is it that the following team will win the college football playoff in the next 5 years? What's best about this article is that there's some comments, and there's from their own fan base on this too. Nebraska, in terms of the fan sentiment from the Athletic article, is at 3.7% believe that they can win a national championship in the next 5 years.
There's a shot.
So
you're saying there's a chance.
Most people had Nebraska in, if one's impossible and five is likely, most had Nebraska as a 2. So very unlikely. But it's the comments here. Ryan, Nebraska fan.
Ryan.
Of the Athletic.
Ryan.
Do we know Ryan?
I don't know Ryan.
Is he a breaker?
No. There's no last name, just the first name. Ryan says, I was born in the mid-90s, so I'm too young to remember the glory years, but old enough to have been fully indoctrinated in the cult as a child. I will never know happiness. Only death will free me from this misery. Go Big Red.
GBR.
That's Jake.
Brandon,
yeah, that is Jake.
Also chimed in. Says this, the conference is as good as it's ever been. My beloved Huskers, not so much. I can't explain it other than they are cursed by Satan.
Brandon got involved.
So we got Ryan and Brandon. Nebraska fans are not very high on the program.
Well, they're hard. But at the same time, like I said, what's the first
two
thing?
Of them?
Two. It's just two. It's like if there was a straw poll of two right now, it'd be not good.
It'd be poor.
But you know that for sure.
An odd way to do it.
But I don't understand. I don't understand it at all. Not because of what we just seen. I mean, Kirby goes off and just says, you know what? 2010. Alabama teams would beat everybody by 40 because we were three deep at every position. Doesn't happen anymore. Right? If this poll would have came out 3 years ago, Indiana's fans would have been 0%.
Correct.
0.0%. And they did win it all. So I would think your fan base would be much more geared up for success, seeing that teams have come out of nowhere to come back.
Yes and no. You know, fans are fickle by nature everywhere, not just Nebraska fans. They lost their last three poorly played games by Nebraska. If they start 5-0, if they beat Indiana, the comments will be much different. It swings so fast. It'll swing back. That's just the way it goes. Hell, it was happening when they were winning. I mean, you might have found some comments that are rough when they were 9-3. Oh, you did find comments that are rough when they were 9-3. Ask Frank Solich about it.
Oh, yeah.
I liked how 28% said impossible for Nebraska. Northwestern, the leading answer was impossible at 78% to win a title the next 5 years, which...
Yeah.
I put them in a... I don't know how it works exactly, but we all know that is a very difficult school. The academic standards have not dropped. And so there's a difference on trying to get, you know, whatever. How are you coming into Northwestern as a portal transfer?
Hard to do.
Possible,
they
but hard.
Yeah, they
but
can.
There's been transfers. There's been some quarterbacks that have come in there, but it's a little bit rougher.
Fitz had him playing for a Big Ten title once upon a time.
He did twice, yeah. Two times,
yeah. Twice,
twice in 3 years. Yeah. He did.
Yeah. I just wonder now. But those were pre-portal, right? Yep.
That was pre-portal.
And so now with a portal, I think because what happens is you find that Indiana would have been in the past those who are poached. Indiana has good players. They're leaving. Somebody else has taken them. Not now. Right now, Northwestern is still a poached team.
They're a poached team.
If they have good players, someone's taking them. There's the chance of them keeping them, not good. That's how you look at teams right now. Are you poached or not? That's right. How you want to look at teams.
Yeah. That's one way. That's one data point.
What data point? What group is there? Now, you can say that, but, I mean, Clemson got poached this year. They had a player. They lost him. He was enrolled in class. He was in class.
Mm-hmm.
He was sitting in class when Ole Miss took him. Mm-hmm. So it goes back that way.
The school with the least amount of belief to win a title. At 86% for the fan base, Rutgers says, well, yeah, we have no impossible to win a national championship.
Well, they're 0-39.
They have not beat a ranked team playoff era.
Playoff era. Not beat a ranked team. Not even number 25 Maryland or something. Didn't get it done.
It's not, kind of surprising with Schiano in charge to me that they haven't done that. It is. They had their nice run in about, what, 2014?
Big East.
2007.
Oh, not 2004.
Well, he won 11 games that year, I believe, 10 or 11.
They had that big run that captivated the country, much like Iowa State.
It was with Ray Rice and Brian Leonard, the running backs and fullback there.
2007.
Oh, 07.
Not 14. Not 14. My God. 2007.
Oh, there's photos of the stadium at Rutgers packed. I mean, nuts. I mean, they stormed the field. They beat South Florida, who was ranked at the time like second.
Second, yes, I believe.
Was that the Thursday night game?
It was
Thursday night game.
Yes.
It was electric.
It was a huge game that Thursday night. It was a huge time.
Back when Thursday night games were epic.
I can't Rutgers.
Yeah, thanks,
why?
NFL.
Yeah, thank
thanks
you.
For taking Thursday
thanks,
night. Amazon.
Hold on.
The game's always
Atlanta
suck.
Cardinals.
I'm playing a little babe in the woods here, a little. But you were at Rutgers. Why is it impossible?
It's not impossible.
They just
you can never say impossible, not now. Not
because of Indiana.
Not because of Indiana. Indiana changed everything. Because Rutgers wasn't the worst team in college football. Indiana was the most losingest team before Siggs got there. So no, and plus, where's there more players at? Jersey?
Think Jersey.
Jersey or the coast, Jersey, Philly, that area, or Indiana. No, there's a lot more players there.
So why is Rutgers just perennially bad? There's some things that are a little inexplicable to me. It's maybe can't I mean, is it? It's not a football campus.
Rutgers will have more energy. And I've been there. I coached there and played several times. They'll have more than like a you mentioned Maryland. There was like no one even knew there was a game the next day. Like that. Rutgers will have something. They'll have like a afternoon game. And the crowd's a good crowd. There's people there. They tailgate.
They have some energy.
They do. There's some. It's not a place you go, oh, man. Way better than, say, UCLA or anything. It really is.
It is.
And if they have a team that's somewhat good. Like, we went out there and beat them a few years ago, and it was a blackout. Now, it wasn't completely sold out, but they had a big crowd. It was a Friday night game.
Yeah, that was a game you elevated Hartsong.
Yes, man.
And it worked out. Yeah,
it worked out well for us.
I remember very vividly. It was a good game. It was a
14-13.
It was an incredibly physical
Casey
game.
Casey Thompson got just crunched that
Casey
game
Thompson
time
got,
and time again.
How he got back up, I have no idea. He got absolutely blistered.
He got hit. On one play right before the half, both sides and front.
Sandwich. Yeah. Oh, it looked so painful.
Now, but that game, generally speaking, just take Casey out of it, was really physical.
Oh, yeah. It was a bloodbath. Yeah, it was.
That was a good win for Nebraska, by the way, I thought.
It was fun.
Friday night game. Lights were flickering. But that was a pretty cool light show before the game.
It's intimidating.
It was a cool environment to watch on TV.
That, yeah,
I wasn't there. I just watched on TV.
Bill was probably oblivious, but it seemed like a nightclub in there. The music
was
incredible.
Yeah, the light
show. That's what I was talking
about.
It kind
of freaks you out a little bit as a coach. It kind of freaks you out a little bit.
We'll be back in early
break.
Sorry,
Jake.